Today I'd like to talk just a bit about the very meaning of the risen Christ. And I'm going to instead look at the second reading, which very often we don't examine. This is, of course, from the final book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. Now we have the risen Christ presiding, as it were, over all of history. He stands naming it, revealing its meaning. Do not be afraid, he says. I am the first and I am the last. I am the one who lives forever. Once I was dead, but now I am forever alive. I hold the keys to death and the underworld. Brothers and sisters, our fear of life itself is basically our fear of God. And our fear of death is almost exactly the same as our fear of God. Until we've overcome that fear that God is not for us, that God is somehow merely testing us and waiting to judge us, we'll all be afraid of death. And unfortunately, we're even afraid of life, because we're not sure we can trust life if we cannot trust God. The risen Christ is the sign in the heavens and the sign given everywhere all the time of what God's final plan is. He is the first and the last. It starts with life, and the promise is it will end with life. What happened to Jesus is an image and a promise of what is happening to everything, including you, including me, including even the planet, the animals, and everything else. God is transforming, using, and resurrecting what appears to be dying. And death is the great mystery. Why does this thing that we call life not last? Why does everything without exception pass away, pass away, pass away? It's here and it's not here. You and I, for this moment, are here. But just wait a while and we won't be here. And that is the great mystery for all of us. Why, we say, why can we not live forever? And of course, what we're really saying is, why can we not live in this form, which is the only form we've ever consciously known, this body, this life, this place, until we hold on to it because it's all we've ever known. The risen Christ, in fact, the entire life of Christ, is the perfect map of what God is doing with everything, with you and me. So we see in one person and one life what is happening everywhere. And thus we can live with hope that we are all, like Jesus, divinely conceived. He isn't the only one divinely conceived. Everything is created in the image of God. And then it lives like you and I do, a somewhat ordinary life. His was only 30 years long. And he who was a good man still had to suffer absurdity, tragedy, torture, passion, and death. And so there's no reason for any of us to be surprised when day after day this or that or everything does not work out. Much of history, brothers and sisters, continues to be tragic. Now we see another nation wanting to start a war for no reason. We see tens of thousands of poor Syrian people running for their lives, women and children and poor who have no hope. And we say, why? Why? Why is so much of history, frankly, ridiculous and evil and wrong? And that's, of course, what Jesus himself wanted to say. Why are you killing me? I'm not your problem. But you see, when we haven't solved our own problem, we create problems elsewhere. You all do it. I do it too. When you're anxious and nervous and upset, you will create a problem, largely in your mind. So you'll have something to worry about. And it makes you feel useful and important. And into the midst of that, the Word of God says, don't be afraid. Don't do this to yourself. But I guess He knew we would. And then all of this journeying, all of this life and death ends, we are promised, as Jesus' own life ends. Not with an eternal death, but with an eternal resurrection. There is only in the end life. As the funeral mass says, life is not ended, it's merely changed. And you, like Jesus, are going to change forms, it seems. The final shape of that form, we don't really know. But this is why we live with hope, we live with optimism, that we know this final absurdity called death is nothing we finally have to fear. Life is not ended, but merely changed. And the risen Christ stands at the end of history, promising us where everything is heading. He touched me with His right hand, and He said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first, and I am also the last. I am the one who lives forever, as you will live. Once I was dead, but now I am forever alive. I, the risen Jesus, hold the keys to death and the underworld. Write down what I am telling you. What is happening here will happen afterwards and forever."